Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Hundreds of pubs and restaurants will reopen their doors today for indoor hospitality, and a number of overnight changes were made to the reopening requirements last night. And I'm joined now by Jenny DeSaul, who's Director of Sector Development with Fáilte Ireland, for more on this. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Claire.
After a long night last night, the negotiations ended around midnight, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So can you talk to us about the final regulations? Because the changes that happened late last night include the fact that pubs and restaurants will only take the contact details of one adult member of a party rather than all members of a group as initially proposed. Why was that last minute change made?
I suppose during the development of these guidelines, what we were looking at really was a balance between a robust system that would ensure the safety of employees and customers, but also a reasonable process that businesses were able to implement. And prior to these negotiations, all along, businesses have just had to record the contact details of the lead person. And we, in Fáilte Ireland and the Department of Tourism, continue to advocate that that would be the same. And we're delighted that actually happened last night.
The line is very poor, Jenny. I'm not sure if it's possible for you to move to get better reception, although if we do that, we might take the risk of it dropping altogether. But we'll try and push on. There's also the requirement for designated tables. That's been removed, so the businesses won't have to record exactly at what table each party sat at. Will that not make contact tracing more difficult?
No, I mean, in terms of the designated table, what we were talking about there was ensuring that the businesses actually manage the flow of customers to the table. The way the regulations have been written now is it'll be an assigned table, so it's not actually about the customer walking around and actually choosing their own table. In terms of the contact tracing, we will still have the contact tracing details of everybody that are the lead parties for everybody who attends a restaurant, and if needed, that we'll be able to contact anybody.
Okay. I just was listening to Pádraig Cribben, as many people were on Morning Ireland this morning, saying that outdoor venues had some negative experiences up to now, including people wanting to cause problems, refusing to wear masks, etc. He said a lot of stuff happened online. People have been indicating they're going to cause problems with fake reservations and that they're being discriminated against. I'm sure those concerns were expressed to you.
Yes, those concerns were expressed to us, and I suppose what we're asking everybody is to kind of bear with this. I mean, this is about government reopening up the economy. You know, there's about 120,000 jobs associated with hospitality, and it is important that we get people back into those jobs. There are certain businesses out there that haven't been open for 15 months, so we are still in the middle of a public health crisis, and the situation with the Delta variant has caused concern. So it is important for us to get these businesses open, but we have to balance and put additional restrictions in place to manage safely.
And we know that there are staffing issues. There are reports that hospitality industry representatives feel the guidelines aren't practical because of that, because they can't get the staff. Were those issues around staff shortages taken into consideration when drafting the guidelines, Jenny? Because you'll have to have a member of staff now at every entry point.
No, they absolutely were. And look, there is no doubt that for businesses, these guidelines are challenging. But again, this is about getting businesses open. So businesses are currently closed. And a lot of businesses are currently closed because they don't have the ability to do outdoor dining. So what we're looking to do as much as possible is to get the economy back going and get tourism businesses open. So this is the way that we can get those businesses open.
What can be done about the staffing issue? Do you believe that an incentive scheme is needed to get the staff back into the sector?
Look, challenges with staffing and tourism is not a new challenge. Within Fáilte Ireland, we have a team actually within my directorate, Tourism Careers, that is looking at how we position tourism as a positive career choice. The reality is, pandemic has really, for people who were working in hospitality, it became a very vulnerable time because businesses weren't open. And we did lose some great skills to areas like retail, etc. If you look back to the last recession, tourism did bounce back, and it did bounce back well. We actually grew employment probably faster than any other sector, and I'm sure that we will do that again. Okay. What needs to happen is that people need to see tourism as actually being a stable employment choice, and once it is, then we will get people back into the industry.
So the Restaurants Association has said that it expects a quarter of Irish businesses won't reopen for indoor dining immediately. They won't be willing to operate under these guidelines. What do you say to those businesses this morning?
Look, I think for a business, it is their own choice. They need to decide from their own perspective if this is the right thing for them to do or not. I think that when they look at the detail that's in there, the key piece that businesses are being asked to do is just manage that entrance point. And yes, while it is a little bit onerous, it's not, it is possible to do it. So I think businesses have their own choice to make. I think the positive news today is a good news story. We are allowing businesses to open back up, and we are getting tourism back open.
How will the regulations be monitored?
So the regulations are going to be monitored to compliance officers, and that's been set out in the legislation. And the compliance officers are in either the HSE or the HSA. But again, just the main thing that they're going to be looking at is that the business is demonstrating that they are managing access to their indoor, for the consumption of food indoors, and that they're only allowing those that have proof of immunity inside to eat food.
Will checks happen outside the 9 to 5 business hours?
Yes, they will.
Okay. What about documentation about vaccination from areas outside the EU, from the United States, the UK, Northern Ireland?
All of those. So if a customer has documentation from an official source, then that is recognised. So, for example, in Northern Ireland, it's the NHS certificate. So, yes, that is valid for entry into indoor dining.
So will all of the businesses have copies of these documentation, samples, so that they can check against what the person brings?
We are working on that at the moment. It's actually proving quite challenging because it's not consistent. So if you look at the UK, it would be ideal if there was one certificate, but it's a slightly different certificate in Scotland, Wales, England and Northern Ireland. And for example, in the US, they're different certificates in each state, but we're currently working with the Department of Health and we're collating samples, and we will be putting those up on the Fort Ireland guideline.
Okay, so it might operate on trust for a while if someone comes in and says, yeah, I was vaccinated in the United States and here's my cert. Now, that might be a genuine cert, or it might be one they made at home before they left.
Well, again, I suppose we are linking this to the international travel. So for any American to get into the country, they will have had to demonstrate this. So hopefully it will actually be official.
Okay, Paddy has been in touch. He was vaccinated in Northern Ireland. He's from Monaghan. The North vaccine cert is only available to people who are travelling abroad. And he'd like to know, will pubs accept the Northern vaccine card?
Yes, they will.
Okay, and that has been, that's in the guidelines, is it?
Yeah.
What about ventilation? Will Fáilte Ireland or the HSE or HSA inspectors be checking whether ventilation is adequate in premises?
Yes, yeah, so ventilation has been addressed in the return to work protocol. And so the HSA, the HSE and indeed Fáilte Ireland, when we're doing our spot checks for those businesses with the safety charter, do look at ventilation. The ventilation requirements are really just about ensuring that there is good airflow through the business. So yes, that will be checked.
Okay. Do you think people will be clear enough on what they have to do, or can you see problems arising? I mean, you said yourself earlier that this is complex.
Look, I think they will, and it will take us a while to bed this in. So, as we actually in this first week, as we see how it works, we'll all be learning. But I think, we're really looking at having this balance of reasonable for businesses, as long as they are ensuring that they're doing the best that they can to apply these regulations. So, yes, I think we will.
Jenny DeSaul from Fáilte Ireland, thank you for joining us. And apologies to our listeners for the quality of the line there. A listener says, I don't understand why indoor summer camps are cancelled within those same school walls that children will go back to in September. And that's what we're going to be talking about next, indoor summer camps.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.